You know, words in the song speak to the heart like words from the Word of God do when you're reading it or when you hear God's Word. God, it uses everything that's connected to your life to speak to you. Even the bad things, even the bad situation. Listen up, because God is attempting to tell you something. And He wants you to hear Him and to hear Him well. God says, I want you to look to your life and I want you to pay attention to the road you're on, to the field you're in, to the mansion you're living in, to the shanty where you lay your head. I want you to pay attention. I am God. I am your Lord. I am your Father in heaven. God says, I want you to look to your life and I want you to pay attention to something in your life. God will lead us step by step as we go through our journey. Today, I want us to look at the journey of bridges. The bridge journey. Multiple bridges in your life. Crossed over a few, haven't you? You have a few to cross over, don't you? Every day you get up, you start going somewhere, it doesn't matter where that it is, you find yourself having to go across a bridge. I'm talking about in your experiences. Haven't you ever had to build a bridge to a relationship with someone else? Haven't you ever seen all the problems that you're having between you and someone else? The only way, you're never going to eliminate those problems. So you're going to have to bridge over those problems. We're going to look at that. We're going to pay close attention to what we do every day we walk on planet Earth. God says, I will never leave you nor will I ever forsake you. But here's what I want you to do. God says, trust me. Trust me. He calls it faith. I want you to have the faith. Well, let me talk to you about that mountain Brother Randy was talking about. Every time we hear that, we think of, oh, that great mountain over there. I'm building up my faith to tell that mountain, physical mountain, that I want it to move. Is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. You're not going to hear me say it's not. You better believe it's possible. But the practical part for right now, if that physical mountain gets in the way of a ministry that God has called me to, God will blow that mountain all over the place. Amen. If I will have faith and walk and follow Him. But every day I'm going to deal with mountains in my life. That 500-pound gorilla is going to be standing there. That mountain is going to obstruct my view of what God has waiting for me on the other side. God said, I want you to pay attention on this faith matter that He discusses with us. The faith in God, said, let me do it the way that I can understand it. I have to get it simple for me. It's trusting God. That's what faith is. Trusting God. Well, I need to build my faith. Larry, you need to use what I've already given you. If you will use what I give you, I'll give you more. More trust. Do we not sing trust and obey? Do we not say there's no other way? We need to trust God. So build that bridge on your journey to the cross. Build that bridge of faith, meaning you're trusting God to make that path work out for you. Well, what if I'm attacked by the lion? What if the lion devour me? That's not my business. What if this cancer overwhelms me? That's not my concern. My concern is to get on the path. My concern is to, when I need to, build the bridge. Have enough common sense to know that I'm not going to walk through a minefield when I have the ability to build a bridge over that minefield. I have no intention of tempting God. I have every intention in my life of trusting Him. That's called faith. Believing that God's going to handle the situation. But what if it doesn't come out like you think? Well, it's simple for me and for simple people like me. I just don't think. Now listen to me. I do not believe that God will ever make a mistake when it concerns me or you. He's not going to make a mistake in your life. I have faith. I have trust that whatever that path, that journey holds for me, God will give me the wisdom to build a bridge. Build a bridge to that faith. Hebrews 11:6. Because without faith, now hear me, and without faith it is impossible to please God. Faith. Trust. I know God is who He says He is, and that I am one of His children, and I read the book, and I know how protective He is of His children. Aren't you? God, how much more so for you as His child? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone, now listen to me, you're an anyone. Everybody in the sound of my voice, you are an anyone. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. Believe there is a God. Now, you all are going to run into people through your whole life. Those of us of my age, we've ran through many of them who will make the statement, I don't believe there is a God. I'm not going to argue with them. How can I argue with them on what they believe? I happen to know, because of my belief, because of the faith that God has given me to believe in Him, I happen to know God personally. And then they said, that means that you are out of your mind. Many times, folks, I want you to know something. It is a pleasure being out of my mind. If you say that I'm out of my mind for believing a God of creation who loves me, then I enjoy my insanity. Give me a little peace in it. Believes that He exists and, oh, I like this one, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Brother Joey, that's in your song. We seek the Lord. God says, because you seek me, I will reward you. But Lord, you know, I'm blind. Yeah, you know what it takes when you're blind to go from one end to the other? Faith. Do you know who we have our faith in? Sure you do. If you're a Christian, it is in the God who had promised you that if you believe He exists, but you got to believe this along with it, and that He rewards you, That's why so many people say, well, I don't know what you Christians, you know, you talk about the rewards you're going to get when you get in your crown and all of this that you're getting, and you think how great it is for those rewards. Well, read the book like Christians ought to be doing, and most do. And you will find that when we enter those gates, we take that crown, all of those rewards, and we put them at the feet of Jesus our Savior, because He is worthy, not us. They're gifts through grace. God will bless you. But I have doubts. Your doubts do not control God's love for you. Now listen to me. I've listened to Christians who say, well, you know, I must not be Christian because I have so many doubts. Oh, that must mean you're human. And you're a human being. And you're fighting your humanism every day that you breathe. You get up. Do you know where your battle is? It's not out there when you leave. Well, it's not even that reflection in the mirror. That's the one that you chew out all the time. I can't believe you were stupid enough to do that. And come see you, Pastor. I know most of you. I will let you know, yep, you probably was about that dumb to do it. You're just like me. You're human. Human beings make mistakes. Amen? Amen. You got that? You're going to make mistakes. Every mistake that you make, Jesus says, I love you. I love you. You see, that's the love of a father. I will build that bridge to my faith, but I can't build it unless God builds it through me. I understand that. So I have faith that God is always going to have that bridge up in my weakest point. Lord, I don't know if I have the faith to go through this. Larry, I'm the one that gives you the faith. It's my faith I give to you. Trust me, and I will give you that faith. I'm going to reward you with it. You catching it? Then we need to look at the building of the bridges to confusion. You got to make choices. You have to make a choice to do good or not to do good. Now, not all choices, bad choices, are evil. Let's get that. Not all bad choices are evil. Well, you didn't say praise the Lord before you made that choice. Not all bad choices are evil choices, but all bad choices are bad for you. But the choice that you made in faith with your Father in heaven supersedes all the foolish choices you will ever make throughout your life. Do not think for a moment that your God is going to turn His back on you because you have made a wrong choice. Because your pastor's here to tell you, you're going to make wrong choices in your life, but the one who gave you that peace in your heart, in your soul, in that spirit of you, that one that bridges your spirit to His, God built a bridge. And what God builds, no man can tear down, no evil spirit can control, and nobody is going to be able to stop you from walking across that bridge. Well, the world will keep you from it. Nobody, nothing, no power will keep you from the love of God. Got it? Believe it. Build the bridges that connect you to the peace that you will find on your journey in life. This journey is not easy, folks. Now, you may have had a good day, but there's going to be somebody out there trying to mess the rest of your day up. somebody is going, or something is going to attempt to mess up your day. If it gets messed up, here's a fact. God didn't do it. That means that you will have listened to someone, something else in your life other than the love of God. Listen to Matthew 6:24. Be careful, because no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Now here it is. You cannot serve both God and money. Preacher, you started meddling. No, I didn't write the book. I'm reading it. You cannot serve God and money. That's what's happened to so many of our denominations. They've gotten so rich, so powerful, that's all they think about. And money in the upper levels. Folks, a pastor, a Christian, needs to focus on the peace in your heart, the guidance for your walk, the direction that you're headed. That preacher needs to get there and help you in your direction until, and if needed to change, that God gives you that new direction. And then that pastor better be there to help you. The pastor is the leader of the flock. And he feeds the flock. The flock doesn't feed him. I've never seen a sheep feed a shepherd. Well, unless it's open fire. You know, they give their life on that. I couldn't help that one. Excuse me. You get the point. I'll get out of trouble here. You get the point on that one. God says lead. What does it mean to lead? It means be ready and willing to give what it takes. Whether it's your life, whether it's your sanity, your well-being, whatever it takes, you be willing to give. The Lord said, I'll take care of all the rest of it. You just do what I've called you to do. Every one of us have that call. Every one of us have that calling to do what God calls us to do. And he said, that's a bridge in your life. The bridge to faith is open, waiting for you. Accept it. Accept God for who he says he is and who he is in your life. And the bridge of confusion, well, folks, sometimes, this is important. You need to burn the bridge. Sometimes you need to get the bridge out of the way. And God said, I want you to pay attention to that bridge. Whatever bridge hinders you, get rid of it. Where you need a bridge that's going to help you and help those around you and help others that you don't even know, build the bridge and focus on what God wants for you to do in your life. Money won't do it. I don't care how many checks everybody gets. Money won't do it. You're still going to hurt. Deal with life. Or it'll sure deal with you. Stand there. Now, I know I get cocky sometimes when it comes to these cancers and all of this. And I say things that my family wished I wouldn't say about the challenges surrounding it. But here's one thing I'll tell you. I mean every word of it. Because I happen to know who's in control. And I'm a winner either way it goes. So anyway, but I happen to know who is in control. But you know something that you and I need to really build a bridge to? Empathy. Empathy is not having sympathy for someone. Empathy is feeling the pain of others. To feel the pain that someone is going through. You've heard me in many times in my prayers that I will say, thank you, Lord, for the pain. Brother Randy's heard me put my foot up on a tractor and say, bring on the pain if it means to serve the Lord. Matter of fact, he walked away that day. He got a little nervous looking in the sky with me. But my point was this. If it glorifies God, then let's get it on. You see, that's the focus. In order to empathize with someone going through pain, do I not need to feel the pain? Well, but preacher, you want somebody to shoot you so you'll feel what it's like to be shot? No, I don't. I didn't want somebody stabbing me to feel what it was like to get stabbed. But I got it, and I felt the pain. And trust me, I believe that the one that gets shot's going to have the pain. You don't need to do it to show me. But God says, empathize. Build that bridge to empathy. In order for me to empathize with people, maybe God has determined for my life that you got to feel what they're going through. Every one of us that were ever in combat, you know what we say? You had to have been there. Well, you know, when we talk to each other, we'll talk to each other differently than we talk to regular folk. We will always say to people, you had to be there to understand it. Norman McCoy and I, we would always smile looking when we'd listen to someone talk, and he'd always wink at me. And we'd say, you had to be there to understand that. God says, I want you to be there. I want you to be there for the one that's given up, the one that sees no hope. Do you not understand, my fellow Christian, something so important for your life? You just may be someone's miracle. They may have just been asking God, the God that they may not know personally yet, Lord, send me something or someone. Do you not understand that when you empathize with that individual, you're feeling their hurt and their loneliness, not knowing Christ, and you are their miracle. You are the Word. You're the one that's opened your arms. Build the bridge. Feel their pain. Cry with them, hurt with them, laugh with them. Rejoice, for your Father in heaven sees and hears and acts. Trust me here, Christian. You build that bridge to where you can feel that empathy of others. And you will find yourself in a blessed category that many wish they had found before they left earth in this human existence. But you will find yourself there in God's blessing upon your life. Be careful, I warn everyone, I warn you all the time. You take care of those children that God has blessed you with. He's lent them to you. You be a blessing to them. And God is going to see you blessing his children. They don't belong to you. They belong to him. He put you in their life to make a positive difference. Make sure you do that. Empathize with your teenagers. Do y'all ever remember being a teenager? Or is that the years of your life as adults that you completely tried to black out? Because you won't remember the bad cases of the stupid you had in those teenage years. Well, not everybody is going to have those cases of the stupids like you. Just maybe God has blessed you with allowing you to be a part of someone's life that you can make a difference in it and give them hope. They in turn will give hope to others. The Lord tells us, build that bridge. Matthew 25, verses 45 and 46. He will reply, I tell you the truth. Well, let me give you a background on this first. Jesus, this is Jesus talking. He's talking to the Pharisees. It's the religious leaders. The Lord had more trouble with religious people than he ever had with the people in the ditch of life. He said, why do you think he would always go eat with the publicans and sinners? I almost said Republicans. With the publicans and sinners. Think of it. Boy, I'm getting in all sorts of trouble today, Brother Joey. But think of that. Jesus is looking at the religious leaders, and he's saying, come here, boys, let me tell you something. Now listen to what he says here. I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do, he's telling them. They're, you know, getting real cocky about their robes and how good they look and all of this. I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Not everybody cries, Lord, Lord, will see heaven. Not everyone that says, Lordy, Lordy, will see heaven. Then they will go away to eternal punishment. But the righteous to eternal life. He says, when you say that you've done all of this stuff, spreading the word, and you did not do good to the least of those who had nothing, you did not empathize with them, you did not get down there and do everything you could to help them where they were, and I was giving you the resources in which to do it, and you still didn't do it, I want you to know something. I am paying attention. Because when you've done such to the least, now the least that he's talking about are those that nobody wanted anything to do with. Nobody wanted to be around them. I remember when God had placed me as prison chaplain. In my early years and all the training and all I was going through in those years. And it really bothered me hearing people, I call them the civilians out here, when I go to the churches and everything and saying that Chaplain Vance deals with the dregs of society. Now, those of you who know me well, especially when they call me in to do revival, but at the end of that revival week, I guarantee you, I was pointing out the very dregs of society they're talking about in the pews of the very churches in which I was preaching. Do you not realize that that term itself just completely bothers me? Because it was looking down. And I saw it, and it was meant that way. But, you know, Chaplain Vance is a good guy because he's going down to these kind of people. What are you talking about? I am these kind of people. I am a snotty-nosed kid out of Buffalo, Kentucky, running on Buffalo Hill. I am that snotty-nosed kid that used a grass string to hold his britches up. I am that one who heard the scorn, who heard the whispers, who talked that children weren't there. I heard them. And God called me to preach. And I heard him. His call was more powerful than all the words of the people of the world who looked down on poverty, on the broken. You know what the Lord said? Larry, go preach. But I want you to get down in that ditch of life. Because there's a world out there that doesn't know me. I'm calling you to the world. Not the ones that are already saved. I'm calling you to the world. I'm calling you to preach my word. Tell them the truth, that hope isn't around the bend. Hope is already there. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm willing. Trust me. My whole ministry is keyed to trusting him. Cancer don't have a shot with me. Don't sweat it. But neither does Satan, but not because of me, because go back to the first point, the bridge of faith. God built that bridge to me when I said yes to his son. It's not that I'm not replenished in faith. Oh, it's not that your faith is weak. The Lord said, just use what I give you and I'll give you more for the problem you're talking about. I'm in control, says the Lord. Because here's what happens. If you and I don't get out of the pew, get into the world, get where the hurt is hurting real bad, have empathy on those who just don't know any better. And folks, there are people that frankly just don't know any better. They just don't know. Huh. But how will they know if they don't have a preacher or the teacher to teach them? Because here is the big bridge that they have to fear. And you as a Christian, you need to do everything you can to where this will never happen to those you know. Listen to me. The rich man and Lazarus, the beggar, had died. Both. Lazarus, the beggar, the scripture says, were carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Abraham is with Jesus in paradise. In paradise, he's there. And the scripture says, and the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in hell. Big deal over that beggar carried by angels into the bosom of Abraham, the father of the nation, into paradise to be with Jesus. And the scripture says, and the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in hell. That wasn't so exciting. That's quite a trip, huh? It was over. Because listen well to this scripture. It's a bridge that can't be built. Once it's done, it's over. Luke 16:26. This is Abraham speaking to the rich man who wanted to send Lazarus back to warn his brothers that heaven is real. Go back and tell them heaven is real. It's real. Hell is real. Warn my brothers. Hell was so bad that this vile individual didn't want anyone that he loved going there. But Abraham says, and besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm, old English will say a great gulf, has been fixed, too deep, too wide, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. No bridge. The only point in your existence where a bridge cannot be built in your life is once death comes, you, the choice you will have made, is an eternal choice. If you choose to deny the existence of God and accept his son as Lord and Savior, that's your eternal resting place. Every human being in existence is an eternal being. Every one of us. It's where you spend eternity. You and I, everyone in here, we have an opportunity to make a difference. How do I know? You're breathing. The opportunity is there. Sow the seed. Walk the walk. If the mountain is in your way, Lord, it's none of my business. But the path you placed me on, here's this mountain. Well, it will be out of your way so fast, you won't miss a step. God is watching over you. Trust Him. After all, there's no greater love than the love of God. And when you said yes to His Son, you've experienced victory already. I can't hold my head or hang my head down as losing when I can't lose. There's a good song about victory in Jesus somewhere along the line. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for your truth, for your peace. It's a peace that only you can give, Lord. It's the love that can only come from you. Father, give us direction now as we look at the bridges in our life, as we pay attention to the ones that need to be broken down that connect us to the wrongs in our life. But Father, give us the wisdom to know the difference. Give us the courage to walk it. Give us the boldness to stand strong during the time of adversity. For we ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.